Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. One of the more interesting aspects or developments of this extended work from home phase has been almost a complete lack of the dreaded out of office auto reply email that we used to get pretty much all summer long. Think about it. When was the last time you sent someone an email and received an out of the office auto reply? It's been literally months for me. I cannot even remember the last one that I saw. And in fact, I even took a few days of actual vacation myself recently, but I didn't dare set up an out-of-the-office auto-reply. Maybe because I was kind of working part of the time anyway, but also it just felt funny. It felt funny to admit that I was actually taking a vacation when pretty much no one is taking vacation right now. But this could lead to a problem longer term. Certainly the problem of burnout. Employees working from home are working longer hours, are working at all times of the day, are managing many other personal responsibilities at home, as well as trying to get their work done, and just not taking time to rest. So there's the burnout factor. And then there's kind of what's been described as a PTO bomb potentially going off towards the end of the year. Let's say organizations are beginning to get back to something closer to normal and it's safer to be out. There are more opportunities for vacationing and traveling. Let's say all those things start to happen. We could have many employees in the fall and even towards the winter with big stockpiles of unused PTO time that now suddenly feel like, hey, I want to take some time off because I didn't get any time off all year and it was an incredibly stressful year to begin with. Organizations have to think about this a little bit just to make sure that they don't have like really, really large sections or portions of their employees all looking to take time off at the same time. It's always been a problem too at the end of the year around the holidays when many, many employees want to take extra time off to travel, be with their family, to unwind and just enjoy that time of the season. I'd expect with more and more employees having more and more unused PTO time, the crunch around the holiday season this year is going to be even more acute. So employers need to think about it, and some employers are already. One of the things that many of them are doing is allowing an increase in rollover PTO days. Most employers have a cap or a limit on how many unused PTO days can be rolled over to the following calendar year and then used in that year, maybe 5 days or 10 days. Many employers are raising those levels or maybe even making them unlimited too. Another thing that employers can do is encourage people to take a break now, even if it's a half day here or a day there, just to give employees the chance to use some of that PTO time, but it's for good. It's for to avoid that huge stockpile of PTO that they might have at the end of the year, but also just to encourage them to take a break. And I know that's not easy to do, and some employees might think, why should I take vacation now when I really can't go vacation anywhere? But maybe employers can just occasionally grant their employees extra time off anyway, just give it to them, right? And some employers have already done that by just declaring certain days, just, hey, it's a company day off, we need a break, everyone's working really hard, everyone's burned out, here's an extra day off. It's important to think about these PTO issues as we begin the second part of the year, and we need to make sure that employees are both balancing their work with the time, the need to take time off, and the organization is balancing their need to make sure they have adequate staffing, especially at the end of the year. It's a really interesting kind of topic, and we'll be keeping an eye on it here. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.